So I'll say the Vart actually segues very beautifully into what you're just throwing in the dap as well. So in Parshas Lech Lecha, so Ribono Shel Olam tells Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, right, go leave your land. Ve'eschala Goy Gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. Ve'abarechecha, I will bless you. Ve'agadlo Shemecha, I'll make your name great. Ve'yei Bracha, and you will be a blessing. So Rashi HaKadosh says what? So Rashi gives a number of different interpretations. But Rashi says like this, Ve'eschala Goy Gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. So Rashi understands, quoting the Medrash, that this is a foreshadow to Shmona Esrei. So what does it mean again? I will make you into a great nation. That's we begin. We say Elokei Avram. I will bless you. That means we say Elokei Yitzchak, God of Yitzchak. I'll make your name great. Elokei Yaakov. So what Rashi understands is Avram's greatness is manifest over three generations. His greatness. His greatness as Chalagai Gadol, make you into a great nation. Ultimately, again, I will bless you. Second generation of greatness, Yitzchak, and Agalash Shemecha, I'll make your name great, Yaakov Avinu. So then the pasuk says, but yet it says, Ve'yei Bracha, you will be a blessing. So I would have thought the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara that says, Yochle Yechus Me'ukulam. So when we say Shmon Esrei, we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'Elokei Yaakov. So I might have thought that when we end the Bracha, we should end Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Ve'Yaakov. No, Ve'yei Bracha. The Yibracha Abbasim means what? You will be a blessing. Bechach Osmin. Avram, we end with you. How do we end the bracha? We'll say, Avos, Magin Avram. See, even though again, Avram, I'm going to give you all these blessings. You, your son, your grandson. But we end the bracha, we end with you. Baruch Ato Hashem, Magin Avram. So I'll tell you something quite beautiful. And again, it segues beautifully into the end of the daf. That's why I wanted to do it now, even though I would want to record it later because I could do it longer. But okay, so listen to this, we'll say. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk. The Kotsk says something quite beautiful. The Kotsk says, We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omid. The world stands on three things. What are the three things? Ala Torah, Ala Avoda, Va'al Gemilas Chasadim. The three pillars which support the world are Torah learning, Avoda, which are also we usually translate as Karbanos or Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim, acts of charitable kindness. So the Kotzker says, Shlosha Ila Niskalo B'Shlosha Avos. These three concepts, these three pillars, are manifest. Each one of them are manifest in one of the avos. Avram, of course, is gemilas chasodim. Avram is acts of charitable kindness. Yitzchak is avoda. Rabbi say, what does Yitzchak represent? Yitzchak represents sacrifice, a willingness, literally avoda, a willingness to sacrifice. It's also Yitzchak represents an incredible emphasis on building the self. Building the self, avod of applying yourself, of sacrificing yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is Torah. Why does Yaakov represent Torah? Because as the post says, Yaakov ishtam yoshev oalim. Yaakov again was yoshev oalim. He sat in the tents of spirituality, sat in the tents of Torah. So we'll say, therefore again, three avos, three pillars. Listen to what the Kotzker says. Lifnei bias ha-goel, yisma'atu amudei ha-torah va'avoda. We'll say, in the days that precede Mashiach, the pillars of Torah and the pillars of Avoda will erode. V'yishar rak ha'amud shel gemilas chasodim. And I both say the one pillar which will remain strong as we approach the Messianic era is the pillar of Chesed. As the Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipada v'shaveha b'tzedakah. I both say at the end of the day, Mashiach will come because of the tzedakah, because of the Chesed of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, says the Kotzker, this is the meaning of Rashi. V'zesh she'omer Rashi b'cha chosmin. So Hashem Baruch Hu says to Avram, Avram, you're going to be the founder of an incredible dynasty, a three-pillared dynasty, the dynasty of Torah, the dynasty of Avoda, the dynasty of Gemilas Chasodim. But at the end of the day, what is going to get us to the finish line of Mashiach? Becha Chosmin. At the end of the day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Avram. What gets us to the finish line of Mashiach, I will say, amazingly enough, is not our Torah. What gets us to the finish line of Mashiach is not our Avoda. What gets us to the finish line of Mashiach is Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Avram, the pillar of Avram Avinu, Becha Chosmin. What closes out this world and gets us to the Messianic era? Midascha, Midas HaChesed, Tachtum es Parshas HaGaul, as Parshas HaGaulos. But I'll say ultimately, again, all three pillars are absolute necessity. A person has to have a pillar of Torah. It's Baruch Hashem, I'm preaching to the choir. Right? As people have to have the pillar of Torah, Torah has to have a chashivas in our life. Torah has to have a primary place in our life. Torah has to not just be something we do recreationally, but it has to be something that is of the most important thing in my life. Avoda. But we have to learn to sacrifice. You can't have everything. You can't have everything. And there are certain things that hold us back. There are certain things that hold us down. There are certain things that are negative influences in our life. And to learn to sacrifice them, to let go of them. But Rabbi said, we also have to be Baalei Chesed. We have to be the kind of people who are not only nice and not only kind to our own, to our friends, to our family. But Rabbi said, we have to learn to be Baalei Chesed to everyone. Because at the end of the day, it's that chesed ultimately that is going to get us to the messianic era. B'chach Osmin. We end that bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Magin Avram. It is only if we are the bearers of the torch of Avram. Only if we are the ones who hold up the pillar of chesed. And I both say, when I say chesed, I'm not referring to your checkbook. The truth is, we all know, giving money is the easiest part of chesed. It is. Again, in accordance with whatever you have. That's the easiest part of chesed. You know what's much more difficult? Much more difficult, Rabbi says, is giving a smile to someone who you don't like so much. Much more difficult is holding your tongue when you have a great shtach to dole out, but you keep your mouth shut because you realize it'll hurt someone else. Being a Baal Chesed means going out of your way to say good Shabbos to someone who you don't know. Being a Baal Chesed means inviting to your Shabbos table, not just your buddies. That's easy, but the person who you know doesn't get as many invitations. Being a Baal Chesed means not just saying, wow, that's a beautiful initiative, but rolling up your sleeves and saying, how can I help? That's what being a Baal Chesed. Be makabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafos. Don't be that guy who walks around with a scowl. Don't be that guy who walks around with just a tzabrach on the face. But be b'simcha. Be b'simcha. Light up other people's eyes. That's chesed. That's chesed. Says the Kotzker. We all want Mashiach. Our Torah helps. Our avodah helps. But nothing helps like our chesed. That's Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. So we should be Zocha Meretz Hashem. It's such a privilege that we are the grandchildren of these three pillars. We are the grandchildren of the Avos. We have to work on our Torah. We have to work on our ability to sacrifice those things that hold us back. But not most importantly, but perhaps most importantly for us, as we live in the end stages of Galus, we are right before we are on the cusp of Mashiach. All we need is a little bit more chesed. All we need is a little bit to enlarge that pillar just a little bit. All we need is a little bit more Magen Avram. May be Zoche Meretz Hashem to close out this period of Golos with our chesed. May be Zoche Meretz Hashem to be Mekal Pnei HaMashiach. May Rabbi Aminu. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.